Hello, podcast. This is Carlos Samaniego coming to you live from Mission Bay, San Diego, California. And I got some huge IRS policy updates. No more surprise visits. Yeah, what's this all about? I was down here in San Diego speaking to a conference room of tax professionals talking about the upcoming IRS enforcement and collections that has just started. As many of you guys know, the IRS has been pretty much silent the last few years when it came down to collections, but that has ended. Well, while I was teaching these individuals kind of what they need to do and what they to prepare for the upcoming collections, after I finished, I had sat down at my computer in the conference room, and I opened up an email and saw some news that's literally was just announced yesterday from the IRS. And here's what's happening. They just announced that they have stopped the surprise visits by IRS revenue officers. Yeah, they've just whipped up a, you know, this hot policy change, and it's kind of sending shockwaves throughout the tax world. As many of you guys know that there are what's called these dreaded unexpected visits from the IRS revenue officers. They can actually show up at your business, at your home. Most of the time, if they don't find you there, there's an IRS business card left there. And a lot of times people believe that it's a scam. And there have been cases where there's people impersonating IRS officers, and it may be a scam. Well, this is big news because the ones that have kept us on the edge and kind of biting our nails and just, you know, we keep on dreading that some IRS officer is going to knock on your door, we don't have to worry about that anymore because, one, the IRS is starting to realize there are a lot of scam artists out there. Two, they're actually, believe it or not, worried about the safety of IRS officers. So effective immediately, they have stopped these surprise visits. That's right. No more popping up unannounced at your doorstep. Instead, now what the IRS is planning on doing is the IRS is opting for a much saner approach. They're called mailed appointment letters. That's right. So now the IRS is planning to mail a letter to the taxpayer that they're attempting to contact, letting them know that they want to book an appointment to come visit with them. So now we can kind of say goodbye to this element of surprise, the surprise visits. And here's the good news in regards to that. It gives us time to prepare for that visit with the revenue officer. A lot of times people will get these visits and they're just not prepared. Either they thought the IRS had forgot about them, they haven't been paying attention, so they just decided, now that they have an opportunity, now that they have these mailed appointment letters, if you get that appointment letter, at least you can at least prepare, get ready for the appointment. Probably more importantly, hire somebody like our firm to help you have that appointment and actually have the appointment without you. So this it just does so many good things. It gives you a chance to kind of gather your tax documents, calm your nerves, have confidence when either you're going to meet the revenue officer if you decide to be brave and do that, or at least hire somebody to do that. As the IRS commissioner, Danny Werfel, said, you know, it's coming down to safety first, because they're starting to realize it's going to enhance the safety of the taxpayer. It's going to enhance the safety of the IRS officers showing up unannounced. You know, there's already so many rumors and, miscommunication that every IRS agent carries a gun. So it's kind of a win-win for anybody, if you ask me. What's even amazing is the National Treasury Employees Union is giving this policy a big thumbs up as well. They know that it's the right thing to do. So, and here's a cherry on top of all this. This shift in policy is going to save us from the headache of dealing with, As I mentioned earlier, the scammers pretending to be IRS agents. And let's be honest, they've caused more confusion than than a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. So now, picture this. No more unexpected knock-knocks, no more sweaty palms, no more surprises. Instead, you're going to get a letter. It's called a 725B letter in the mail, which is basically inviting you to schedule that face-to-face meeting with the revenue officers. Of course, there's still going to be some rare cases where unannounced visits might happen. It might be a summons or a subpoena, but trust me, those are more, that's a fraction of the people compared to the amount of visits that could have happened previously. So, kind of wrap this up. If you've been wrestling with IRS tax problems, now's the perfect moment to kind of take control of this. My office is gearing up. We're ready to kind of ride alongside with you to kind of solve your tax problems. And don't let the uncertainty of of all this hold you back. If you're ready to deal with this, give us a call, 909-570-1103. Let's book an appointment. Let's talk about your tax matters. Because ultimately, here's the thing, guys. If you don't have a revenue officer assigned to you, now's the time to deal with it, because a lot of cases are going to be assigned a revenue officer, bottom line. And it's much easier to deal with your tax problems before a revenue officer has been assigned to it. So with that, I'm actually getting ready to head out to a Padres game with the tax professionals here in San Diego. So I hope this message finds you well, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.